that in the midst of all of their suffering, and you remember Team Kelly said that healing comes as a result of suffering. But in the midst of all their suffering, they seem to be happy. They seem to be joyous. And sometimes we black people have been accused of being, you know, happy when we should be sad. So these students asked poor people, why are you so joyous? All this misery you got around you, hunger and all of that, poverty. They said, well, you know, you Americans get joyous when everything's going all right. And I happen to think back, you know, I'm from Boston, and we were sort of sad because the Red Sox blew it at the last minute. And we weren't joyous. But she said, you know, we are joyous because we know in our Lord for liberation. And that told me something. That told me that my joy, in order to transcend superficiality, must issue in hope that there will be a better day. That's the kind of joy that I think I detect here in BMCI, and I hope that you will retain. Now the final ingredient and fundamental of the amen and the hallelujah is that of victory. The victory. Well, we say, we shall overcome, yes. But there is going to be victory with the last hour. Satan will be overcome. Didn't we learn in the class that after the millennium, Satan was unbounded, but then later on, he was bounded and evil stopped and the New Jerusalem was issued in. Do you believe that? I don't know how the election will turn out. I'm glad the brother did say something about Jesse Jackson, because I've always said, we've got to make a first. We've got to make a beginning. If Bishop Lord had hesitated about appointing me to this 2,300-member white church because he felt, number one, I wasn't ready, or the people weren't ready, or it would upset the apple cart, or it would rock the boat, we wouldn't have been able to go on. Now, I wasn't the first. Harold Johnson was the first, but we wouldn't have been able to go on. But we had to make a beginning. And I'm happy that this beginning is being made. But it is only the way to the renewal of the United Methodist Church if we recognize that there will be victory. We will overcome racism. And it is so important now, and don't you forget it, friends. There's cause for much hysteria in the world, I know. Because, as I said in my report, the button is there, the nuclear button is there. I don't know whether we'll be here next year or not. You see, racism is still with us, as Betty said so well. And it has invaded the church. You and I know that. You know, in good Christian ways. When I went to Marvin, I said, the first thing on the agenda is overcoming racism. Oh, they said, oh, Dr. Carroll, we love you. You know, you are right. But when I invited Howard University Choir, like this choir sang, to come and sing, you know, we had bushy hair. We came in there looking, some had beards. The chairperson of my PPR committee came and said, well, Dr. Carroll, you know, you're all right, but you're going to have 80? Incidentally, when I occupied my office when I was a black superintendent in a black conference in the Methodist building, Senator Hayden was there. And of course, you know me, I had an open house. Black people from all over came down and welcomed me. And Senator Hayden was out in the hall, and he said, "My goodness, is this a march on Washington?" But this choir came in, and they sang my favorite. You heard it this morning, "Ain't Got Time to Die." By the way, I want you all to sing that at my funeral. "Ain't Got Time to Die." And you know, that choir just did something and brought the high spirituality of the black church to this 2,300 member formerly ME Church South, and I think we had church there that evening. And that's so important. It is the victory. And I'm sure that if you have acceptance, commitment, joy, and victory, nothing can stop Black Methodists for Church Renewal in the renewal of our church, which is the restoration of its health, that it can truly be the church of Jesus Christ. And all minorities, I don't care what they may be, will understand the justice that Brother Lee talked about this morning, that you and I must have. God bless you. Keep the faith. Don't let the banner ever sag. And know that as you do this, as Mother Teresa said, you're being faithful. You're being faithful not only to your officers here at National Headquarters, to your coordinators, wherever they may be, in the jurisdiction or the conference or the region. You are faithful to Christ and to God. Now is a time for BMCR. Thank you.
Bishop Cowell, will you come back up and stand with me, please?